Epidemiologists at the University of Washington have revised their projected coronavirus death toll upwards to just over 74,073 people by August. That news comes as more states move cautiously towards lifting social distancing restrictions, and President Trump suggests some schools could reopen soon.
And this morning, President Trump tweeted, "We are doing far more and better testing than any other country." That's only true in number of tests per person. The U.S. is testing less than 2% of the population. Experts say that's not enough. And yesterday, the president unveiled a new testing strategy in a Rose Garden news conference that took the place of yesterday's scheduled daily coronavirus briefing. So let's get some context here from Rick Klein, ABC political director. And Rick, yesterday the president had pharmacy and lab company officials talking about testing, but what are we witnessing here? You know, this wasn't a task force briefing, but it had Dr. Birx from the task force. What are we seeing?
Well, first, you're seeing the closest we've had so far to a national testing strategy, although we still don't have that. We have the federal government working as a testing facility or a testing warehouse of last resort, if you will, but still the states mostly out for themselves. And you also see a White House that's beginning to turn the focus of these regular updates, as regular as they're going to be, from immediate reaction and mitigation into trying to spin forward to a reopening strategy. And I think the optimism that President Trump has brought wrongly early in this crisis is now reflected in these briefings just about every day. Beyond just the statistics and beyond the inflated sense of where we are as a country and where the states are, you're starting to see more details that are aimed at trying to convey that we have turned a corner when the reality is we're very much in the middle of this crisis.
Well, but are we also seeing the president, acknowledging what we've been seeing all along, which is that he has sort of taken over, what was supposed to be a task force briefing? Anthony Fauci wasn't in the Rose Garden yesterday. On Saturday, he said the U.S. needed to double its testing over the next several weeks. Dr. Deborah Birx was there, but many are saying that she's not calling out the president when he is wrong. Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinaki, her column was headlined, "Dr. Birx, drape yourself in science, not in Trump-pleasing scarf of denial." So what other kind of shift are we seeing here?
Well, I don't know that you can look at strategy and or find strategy in what the president is doing day to day because it changes so much, frankly. But I do think that a lot of the real work of this task force is not happening in front of the cameras. President Trump, by all accounts, is not even attending a lot of the actual meetings. The public end of it, the president has taken over, and he's taken it over for more than a month now, and often to the consternation of the health officials. And if you ask these health officials about it, look, they recognize that the president goes out on tangents that are wild, that are ill-informed, irresponsible even. They feel like their role, though, is to try to rein it in as much as they can behind closed doors, recognizing this president is going to do what he wants. Like or loathe their strategy, that has been how they have crafted their response, whether it's Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci. So many of the folks around President Trump have been trying to manage President Trump.
I want to hear a little bit of sound from yesterday. With maybe that in mind, we had the president's tweet yesterday posing the question of why American taxpayers should bail out states and cities, which he said were in all cases Democrat-run and managed, seeing the pandemic in blue and red states. And then one reporter, Olivia Nuzzi from New York Magazine, asked President Trump yesterday what his reelection chances should be given the death toll.
If an American president loses more Americans over the course of 6 weeks and died in the entirety of the Vietnam War, does he deserve to be reelected?
So, yeah, we've lost a lot of people. But if you look at what original projections were, 2.2 million, we're probably heading to 60,000, 70,000. It's far too many. One person is too many for this.
Your thoughts on his response, Rick? Measured.
I thought it was measured and also revealing. I mean, he could have flipped off at the reporter, really lost it on him. And I think maybe other presidents might have and said, look, that's inappropriate. He didn't He didn't say what a lot of presidents would say, which is this is not the time to think about politics. He made clear he is thinking about politics. He's thinking about this in terms of his own reelection. He's trying to put the numbers out there that portray his response in a positive light, notwithstanding other things that he has said over a long period of time that would cut in another direction. Politics has been front and center and first and foremost in his mind from the beginning. And the president has been honest about that, actually, throughout, even as he's been dishonest about so many of his characterizations.
Rick, we just have about a half minute. What do you make of the news today? The House will not be coming back to Washington next week, as they announced they would yesterday, because of coronavirus concerns. Some lawmakers are, you know, sleep in their offices, use the House gym. People wondered how that might work. Just a half a minute here.
Yeah, politics as normal, as politics in person is going to have to wait. And I think this is just a bowing to the realities of how things are right here in the District of Columbia, where I am. We are not back to normal. We're not ready for that. And the idea of putting lawmakers and the huge infrastructure around them in danger to hold votes is just not going to happen yet.
Rick Klein, political director at ABC. We always get it all in. Rick, thank you.
Thank you.